We're going to talk about the Red Hot Ladies Luncheon, which is coming up this Friday on the campus of UACCB. Joyce Prickett and Ashley Davis in studio with me this morning. And Joyce, before we went on the air, you were telling me this is 20 years that we've been doing this, right?
Yes, it's 20 years.
Give me a little lowdown on the history, Joyce. Tell me how this came to be and where we have taken it in two decades.
In 2006, we joined the Go Red fundraiser, and it was associated with American Heart Association. And then in 2012, we decided that we would like to go back to our community. So that's when we changed from the name from Go Red to the Red Hot Ladies Luncheon. And as of to date, this was our 20th anniversary. And as of to date as well, we have raised over $200,000 for nonprofit organizations.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, there is a different beneficiary every year, I do believe. And this year, Ashley, the beneficiary is?
The Children's Advocacy Center of Independence County. And we are so grateful to give to such a great cause for these children to have homes.
So what is on the lineup for this Friday's Red Hot Ladies Luncheon? Tell me about it.
Well, so the doors open at 11. You can still get tickets the day of. We have a lovely Bad Boy mower donated by Bad Boys, of course.
Is the mower at least pink or something like this? Is it a ladies' edition Bad Boy mower?
It may not be a ladies' edition, but it is for a lady if she wins.
Or maybe her husband or son. Somebody
or
that can do the lawn.
Or her husband or her son.
I love to mow, so I love it.
Me too.
All right. Tell me a little bit more about what's happening.
Yes. So the tickets are 1 for $10 or 3 for $25, and you can still get those, you know, the day of the event.
What kind of entertainment do we have lined up?
Last year, we had Ashlyn Harris, and she's the daughter of John and Don Harris here in Batesville. And she's a jazz blues singer, and she was wonderful, and the ladies loved her, so we've asked her to join us again this year.
Very good. I like that. Repeat performance. Mm-hmm. That's always good. Mm-hmm. And do we have a guest speaker this year?
Yes, Dr. Beth Milligan. She's a native from Batesville, and she lives in Little Rock, so we're glad to have her back again. A big shout-out to Dr. Schonk and his team for always letting us have it at UACCB. They work with us, Mark, and everyone, and it just turns out to be great.
And do you have other community partners that come on board every year?
We sure do.
We do. We have several wonderful sponsors that help us out each year. Just to highlight a few of them, of course, Citizens Bank is our presenting sponsor. And we have White River Health Marketing Foundation, Bad Boy Moores, Arkansas Sheriff's Youth Ranch, White River Medical Center Auxiliary, FARCO, Life Plus, Future Fuel, First Community Bank, and a special shout out to Regina Weaver at River City Printing Office. She does in-kind printing for us on our programs and everything. The Batesville Chamber of Commerce, Centennial Bank, Baker Family Dental, Sonic, LaCroix Optical, State Farm Renee Martin, State Farm Jay Chafin, Midwest Lime Company, J&J Machine, Wilson Savon Pharmacy, Southern Tire Mart, Classic Collision, Aerotech Machine Corp, and Urban Threads so far.
Well, we do have a great group of partners, don't we?
A great list.
That's fantastic. And of course, the main star of the entire show, the meal. Tell me who's catering this year.
Yes, Chad. So we have Candy with the station out in Court, and she does an amazing job.
She certainly does. And then we have a lot of door prizes.
Oh, yes.
We have a wonderful silent auction, and it's hard to name everyone, but we would just like to say thank you to all the businesses that have donated to our silent auction.
Now, I got to tell you, I am disappointed. I feel slighted once again. I was not asked to be one of the heartthrobs that escort the ladies to the table here.
Oh, Chad, it's not too late.
I'm afraid it may be. Tell me, for the ladies out there who may not be familiar, tell them about the heartthrobs.
Yes. Well, we have lovely heartthrobs. So whenever you ladies come in the door, they will escort you to your table. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys like to take two at a time, you know, try to get as many as they can. But the ladies love this.
I know that. Red Hot Ladies Luncheon coming up, UACCB. That is this Friday. Ashley Davis, Joyce Prickett in. And ladies, thanks for being in, letting us know a little bit more about it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Chad.